This is a
podcast. Yo, Courtney, man, that iPhone 8 dropped today, man.
It did. I'm about to get that shit tomorrow, actually.
I'm going to get that 10, though, baby.
I'm getting that 10, baby.
You're not waiting?
I'm waiting. You know what? Jim Carrey shed some light on me, man. He said that shit is a scheme for... I'm going to say it on the show. Jim Carrey said some shit.
Jim Carrey
like,
crazy, though.
I was like, yo.
Jim Carrey looked like he eat pudding all day, though. He looked crazy. Jim Carrey crazy, son.
He said Jim Carrey looked like he eat pudding.
You didn't see the interviews that Jim Carrey be doing?
I seen the interview.
He looked like he eat just cereal all day long.
That don't mean he don't know what he's talking about. He probably do.
He sound a little
but
crazy,
but he can
man.
Still make sense.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Fresco.
It's your boy Flaw 700.
What's going on, man?
It's not your
no,
turn.
You no, say
I'm sorry, man.
Now, you've said you listened to so many episodes.
My bad.
You should. Come you on. Know.
I apologize early. I'm
damn.
Sorry.
All right. Well, listen, man. We got Rail. Well, not
hold
Rail.
On. All right, man. Y'all got to figure this shit out right now.
Now you see why I wanted to introduce myself. Cause he
all right. Go.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? My name is Jarrell. They got me flushed up in here the first time I'm doing a podcast.
All right, man. Flaw's real name is Jarrell, too. And the guest's name is Jarrell. So we are trying to figure out whose name is spelled right and whose name is spelled the fuck wrong.
His name is spelled wrong.
I'm older now. Fuck that.
You don't have an argument. How does it feel to have that used against you for once? An
older?
Argument that you're old, that somebody else is older. I fucking enjoy watching it happen to you.
Doesn't mean nothing to me.
You usually the oldest person in the room?
No, I'm just older than him.
He has the habit of making it
he
known.
He has.
Is what I'm saying.
Fresco has the younger brother syndrome.
Oh, I see.
That for the rest of my life, we're going to have conversations.
I'm pretty sure it was your fault, though.
Thank you.
And we are the podcast,
yeah.
brothers. And this is
episode
58. 58, yes, I was about to say 57. 58
on
man.
Your ass, Nick.
Well, first off, we appreciate you coming through.
Thank you, sir.
This is your first time doing a podcast?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Nice. You're going to enjoy it, man. I promise you. I got a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes.
Before we get into this episode, I just want to let it be known that you can find the Podcast Brothers podcast on every platform that hosts a podcast, except for Tidal and Spotify. Fuck them both.
Dang it.
Jesus,
yes.
Bro, that's a terrible.
Fuck
mic.
Both of them?
I sent.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Bro, don't burn bridges, bro.
What bridges? Right? What bridges? Tidal, there is nowhere to upload your podcast on Tidal.
Jay-Z might call tomorrow.
Jay-Z
might call tomorrow.
Nah.
We gotta wait. Make sure you edit that shit out when you go back and do
this
shit.
I sent
it's The Rock.
I sent
you talking about
word.
I sent something into Spotify weeks ago, months ago, no word back. They don't want us.
Yo, bro.
What's up?
What kind of lessons are you going to teach your kids when they get denied one time?
You're
going to teach
quit.
Them to say fuck them and
can't
quit?
Can't quit, man.
It's not time yet, bro.
And Jay-Z really might call tomorrow.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Me
I
either.
Think, what do you got, Rap Radar or something on his podcast?
I don't know, man, but you got to be patient. Look at your face all scrunched up right
know,
now.
Right?
You're like
plus,
a child.
You right, though. Jay-Z not calling. I'll just
We're not going to be on Tidal. We're not going to be on Spotify. I know that.
Damn.
I mean, because to me, you got to have certain amount of plays and downloads per week in order for certain people to rock with you.
Okay.
And I personally think, huh? I personally think that less is better because you got Apple Podcasts, which is fire.
Yes.
And then you got a million Android podcast apps.
Do you?
Why are we talking about this again?
I wouldn't know. I'm an Apple dude.
Because of Spidal, Tidal and Spotify.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, keep your hopes high, bro.
I don't have neither one.
But
of
you
them
don't
anyway.
Denounce the shit. All like I'm that. Saying is
Jesus
there needs
Christ.
To be a platform for up and coming podcasters because every time you add your name to a pool of podcasters, we get drowned by the ones with machines backing them. You see what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
Makes sense.
It just needs to be a machine for up and coming podcasters. And once you reach a certain number, you can then get passed on to the Spotify and everybody else doing big things.
All right.
Okay.
Well, man. What were we talking about again? Because I got deep. It's
fuck Tidal.
Fuck Tidal. Fuck Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
And one more thing. Jesus I just want to say.
Somebody help me.
One love to Puerto Rico. They just got hit with Hurricane Maria.
Yo, did you hear that they not going to have power lights
for like 3 months or some shit like
three
that?
3 to 6 months.
Yeah, 3 to 6
That's
months.
That's crazy.
Damn.
One love to Mexico. They just got hit with an earthquake. And I know that the people of Houston and the surrounding areas in Florida still going through what they're going through. So I just wanted to shout them out real quick, man.
Let me, you know.
As, they can't
and,
hear it though.
And
but that's
very
cool.
plainly put, the shit is fucked up, man.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, you shouted them out, but you know they can't hear it. Right?
I know, but that was the least.
They ain't
whoa,
no,
yeah,
you just got no power, yeah, remember? Got,
hey, listen, man.
Hey, man, we got a good episode lined up for you motherfuckers this week.
There's no power.
How was everybody's week? Let's get this shit rolling. We
well,
it was.
Oh God!
Hey, all right.
I'm just playing. Hey, I take all that back. I'm just playing.
What ESPN do? Did you know him? The podcast brothers do not associate themselves with the comments of the guests who spelled their name wrong in Jarrell.
Exactly. There we go.
My bad, man. Shout out to Puerto Rico for real. That was just jokes. That's
I'll get into my week.
How's everybody
first off,
week?
I'll get into my week. Well, first off, I'm fresh off of working 6 days. Like I told y'all last
Ooh,
week.
Who freaking fucking who?
6 days. Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, we celebrated our nephew's first birthday. He turned one.
That's
what's up. It was hot as fuck. Yeah, Sunday, we did that. Monday, I recorded a new episode with Mama Yoga, the Mind, Body, Energy Show. Her new episode dropped later, earlier in the week. Then I took my kids to the mall to get them some clothes and buy my fiance a birthday gift.
What y'all get?
We got to know. Huh?
No, I'm not telling all that.
Well, what the fuck?
Damn.
What the fuck?
Like, I know, right?
Come on, Casanova, man. Brag about what you did for your lady. If you
know,
got her some gym socks, I mean, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Thought,
it's a gift.
It's the thought
that's
that
right.
Counts.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all that matters.
You got her socks for real?
No, I didn't get socks
okay,
for real.
Okay, I'm just...
Yeah, what I do? What I do on Tuesday? Tuesday, we went looking for more houses, man. And the house search is terrible in this area. Like, nobody takes care of their house. Like, this one house we went looking at, they said they had one full bathroom and a half bath. They had a toilet in the unfinished basement. Mm. That's what they had. That was they had.
That was
the
fuck
is this?
That was a
dungeon
half
list?
Facts. Exactly what it looks like.
Fucking medieval times?
Never.
But they put it in the description as, hey, man, come look at this house. 3 bedrooms, one full bathroom, one half. Man, they had a toilet, and it was black with stars on it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
with
man.
Stars
yeah,
on
facts,
it.
Facts.
Like along the dark star?
I think so.
What the fuck?
We ain't look at it long.
What kind of pedophile shit is that?
It was feel like a dungeon.
Fucking pedophile
dungeon.
Because
you know how a basement looked that's unfinished.
Yeah.
Like,
was it the dirty unfinished, though? Like,
facts,
the,
yeah.
The no. Kind where you breathe, you smell basement?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
man. Got a concrete floor and everything?
Yep. Concrete floor, no ceiling, just wood, just two
rubble
floors,
all over the place.
Spider web, cobwebs, one of them type of basements with a toilet.
Motherfuck that bitch.
At least you got out.
Yeah. Wednesday was actually my fiance's birthday. Took her out to dinner.
Tell us about that night. Where'd you go? Where'd you eat? Did you dance? Did you sing? How'd you get present the gift?
What'd you get?
Wednesday, we went out to eat.
Almost caught him slipping.
Wednesday, we went out to eat. I took her to this nice little spot in Philly. I don't remember what part of Philly, but it was a little dope spot.
What's the name of the spot?
Huh? Craftsman's Salon, something like that.
Okay.
It was a dope spot. Matter of fact, I showed y'all the pictures last week.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, damn, what I do Thursday? I forgot what I did Thursday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Oh, yeah, finally went and got my passport for the cruise we going on next month.
Nice. Where the fuck y'all going, though? Because
I thought about that.
I was supposed to be going got fucked up.
I thought about that. Now I'm thinking as, like, before I go get this passport, like, should I go do it? Because where we're going...
They about to have they about
crazy
to sell you motherfuckers.
You
in a
going
big
to Puerto
ass
Rico?
Circle.
Yeah, I think Puerto Rico.
Shout
was
out
one of the
to
stops.
Puerto Rico.
I think Puerto Rico was one of the stops, man. But
it
yeah,
was.
But that was just like one of the busiest weeks that I've had, man. Every day I was doing something, getting in the house at 8 o'clock at night, and that's not me. Like when I get off of work, I want to go home.
Home, yes.
But just this whole week, man, it's just been birthdays and house shopping. And
it's
just
called being a man.
Nah, that's not no being a man with the 10 hours that I've worked.
First on.
So how was your week?
My week was fucking awesome. Man, it was okay. I didn't do anything out the normal. I tell you what, though. I'm late as fuck to the show today, and I apologize to you,
it's all
gentlemen.
Good.
Because I was watching this movie that I shouldn't have been watching. So I went to go see It right before I came here. And it's It's probably one of the worst decisions I made in a while.
You never saw the first one?
I know I saw it, but I don't remember it.
Oh yeah, y'all a little young.
But young, old, it would have been trash all the fucking same. This shit made no fucking sense, yo. Like, oh, it made no sense.
I thought you didn't like it because you was scared. You don't like it because it was hard.
No, it was scared. What the fuck? I was laughing the whole time. Like, yo, are you
fucking
serious?
I heard it really wasn't
serious?
A scary movie.
I was like, what the
really?
Fuck is this?
Yeah.
Mm. They never explained shit. Like,
a lot of people don't like clowns, man.
I mean, but you got to make the story make sense, man. Whoever produced, was that Stephen King?
Yes.
What the fuck, bro?
But was it Stephen King again? Like, I know it was a remake of Stephen King.
Well, I mean, it should be just a remake. They just basically just maybe added right. stuff. Okay. But
I'm like, yo, nothing in this movie is making fucking sense. Like,
it's a clown.
Adam.
A killer clown.
He just randomly pops up in a sewer. Like, hey, come with me.
This is a clown with teeth.
Hey, what the fuck? Like,
sharp ones.
It just don't make any fucking. Dig a hole and bury yourself, motherfucker.
You starting that early.
Early. Fuck that. Dig a hole and bury your goddamn self. It. That was the worst fucking movie I ever saw, yo. Fuck that. Let me get this shit off my chest now because I was thinking about it the whole drive here. This shit, I was like, yo, why the fuck was they doing this without explaining that? It just didn't make. Like. It's a town, right? It's a nice suburban town. Kind of like the neighborhood we're in right now. Mm-hmm. But it's this one house that's just like rot to shit. But it's also a town where kids are coming up missing all the time. Now, you mean to tell me in this nice, decent-ass neighborhood where kids are going missing all the time, this fucking busted-ass house, nobody's looking at this fucking house first.
Hey, man.
This isn't the first place you're going to go, but that's where the kids... happen to see all of this shit.
Hey,
and then
man.
Why the fuck are these kids walking around solving crimes? Like, nobody else came thought about this shit. One of the fat boys got jumped and the four kids saw him. Did they take him to the hospital? No, these motherfuckers took him to CVS and bought some supplies to stitch his ass up in the alleyway. Who the fuck are these kids? I think the oldest one was like 12. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, dig a hole for those motherfuckers. I had to leave early. Don't go see that shit, yo.
You left early?
Nigga, if I could have left earlier, I would have.
He told the whole movie, too.
Yeah, that was definitely a spoiler. I wasn't interested.
Spoiler alert.
Nobody gives a fuck about that movie. I promise you I did you a favor. I
appreciate
you.
It.
It's supposed to be a scary kids movie, though.
Who's taking their kid to see that?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Fuck?
I'm just saying.
Who's taking their kid to see that?
It's like The Goonies with a killer clown.
The Goonies was... a classic, first of all. Don't you ever mention that
I mean, to
movie.
Be honest, it was a classic. The first one was a classic.
This shit they did here was garbage, my nigga.
I take your word for it.
Don't fuck.
I wasn't gonna go see it anyway.
Yeah, so you ain't missing a goddamn thing, I promise you. Other than that, my week was cool.
Yeah, I don't understand why people don't like clowns anyway.
They just people
scared
with
of
face
clowns.
Paint on, right?
So what?
Kids. Kids are probably scared of clowns.
No, grown ass people are scared of clowns.
I've never come across that clowns.
What are you scared of, bro?
Snakes. I don't mess with snakes.
Literally and figuratively.
So, how was your week, though? What did you have?
I don't really do anything. I'm an issue. So, other than going to work.
Really
going home.
Listen to Podcast Brothers Podcast.
Yes, listen to this podcast. Raise two kids.
Okay.
Entertain the wife a little bit.
Right.
Go to sleep. Okay. Start over.
All right. That's what's up, man. I guess we can get into the show then. I guess we can start our show.
Yes, sir.
Before we do, I just want to give some shout out to like five cities, man. The top five cities. I want to do that every week.
You used to.
I did.
I guess you're all in your demon. I ain't on mine. Stop that, Aki.
Anymore?
I could, but I'm not.
I'm gonna shout out the top five cities that listen to the Podcast Brothers this week, and I'm gonna go backwards. So number five, Trenton, New Jersey. Shout out to the town. Feels good when your own town show you some love.
It feels good.
Trenton is number five.
Number five.
Yeah.
Seems like they would be number one. That's weird.
At one time they weren't even on the list.
Yeah, they were like never in the running for number one ever. Yeah.
That's cool though. That's telling.
Thanks for the love, baby.
That's cool. We appreciate number five. Number four, Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, that's what's up.
Number three, shocking, which made me want to actually talk about this list. Number three. London, the United Kingdom. The number three.
Really?
Facts, London.
That's what's up.
Not even in the country.
That's because they think you look like Idris Elba, probably.
Hey,
Facts. I mean, I said think.
Facts.
I hate you.
Man. Number two, Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Shout out to Charlotte.
And number one, Ben Salem, PA. I don't know who's in Ben Salem,
Ben
PA.
Salem actually been on the list for
a while. Yeah,
Ben Salem
been holding this down. Whoever y'all are, salute to y'all, man.
Ben Salem, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Ben Salem.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, yeah, shout
out. What you really want to say?
None.
last week, I kind of messed up a little bit. I forgot to get the results of Sayer's track.
Damn, homie.
On the Dope and Nope. So I just want
to
speak
shout
on that
out
real
to
quick. The results are in. Let me get a drum roll, please. Bing! 88% said it was dope. 88? So, yeah, 88 said Sayer's track was dope.
But the that's a switch from the last few weeks because motherfuckers was getting like 57% nope, 63% nope. So for him to come out the gate with an 88% dope, you know, motherfuckers is listening. And I like the honest scale of voting here because it'd be like weeks sometimes when motherfuckers be like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Some of that should be trash though.
It do be trash. I'm glad you said that as straight up as I do because he don't like to do it.
Yeah, you know.
I always see the vision in what they saying.
He more diplomatic. He more diplomatic.
Yeah, that I should, mean, that I let him be trash, who he is. Last week, now
I'm
last week,
hiding, though.
Last week's Dope and Nope came from Kaz or Kate. You know what?
Kaze.
They told me how to say the name, and I completely forgot it again. Shout out to Kaze.
Oh my god, this ain't no radio station.
The name of that track was called Love Me, and the results are in. Let me get a drum roll, please. 63% said it was dope.
Okay, well,
that's surprising.
You didn't like that record?
No.
Wow.
I like that record.
To be honest, though, I don't like much, though.
Okay.
Just one of those kind of people.
I'm picky.
KRS-One?
He was cool, but okay. I ain't that old. Damn.
All right, my fat.
Q-Tip, the greatest rapper of all time?
No. Q-Tip. Shout out to Q-Tip, but no.
Shout out to Q-Tip.
This week's Dope and Dope artist is Mr. Spot.
Mr. Spot?
And the name of the track is called Pun Intended.
Okay.
To vote for this track,
Mr. Spot?
Mr. Spot. Mr.
Oh, like Mr. Spot? Don't Play?
Yeah.
Like Project Pat?
Yeah.
Mr. Don't
yeah.
Play?
Yeah, Project that classic thing.
Coochie tight like a school
his name
locker.
Mr. Spot.
Mr. Spot.
Nope.
Yo.
Already.
Yo, man, listen. Give him a try.
Already. Nope.
Give him a try, nope. Man. The artist is called Mr. Spot. The name of the track is called Pun Intended. To vote for this track, use hashtag PodBrothers58.
Bro, don't judge a book by its cover, bro.
It's called Pun Intended, and his name is Mr. Spot.
Fire.
So the pun was intended. Nope. But it's all good though.
Let's get into our fresh fiascos.
Alright, man, here we go. Jarrell,
yes.
Anyway, fresh fiasco, bro. You know the deal. You listen.
Mm-hmm.
Spit out the scenarios. We vote whether we think it's fresh or fiasco based on the scenario at hand. So here we go. Fresh fiasco number one. Kyrie Irving goes on First Take, and when he was asked if he contacted LeBron before or after the trade, he said no, and when asked why, he said, why would I have to? Fresh or fiasco?
Man, I'm going to definitely go fresh on that. LeBron leaves teams. He doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't tell nobody he's leaving. When he left Cleveland in 2010.
That is true.
He just left them.
I don't think he told nobody he didn't Miami
tell
either.
Nobody.
Nope.
When he left Miami, everybody was like, yo, what is Miami going to do? Because that's my team. We almost missed out on picks and free agents because they was waiting on LeBron to see what decision he was going to make.
Right.
He goes back to Cleveland. And now everybody knows LeBron is leaving Cleveland.
Yeah, he gone.
After next year.
LA, baby.
And from what I heard, even after Kyrie hit the game-winning shot to win the championship, LeBron wanted to get Kyrie traded for Chris Paul, even after he hit the shot.
That's weird.
So that's why Kyrie wanted to get traded, because LeBron's been shopping him low-key for like the last 3 years.
Interesting.
He just really want to play with all his friends. Chris Paul ain't winning no championship.
And then when Kyrie got wind of it, he's like, look, man, let me get out of here.
And he did it the right way, too, man. It's definitely fresh. My nigga, I ain't got to tell you what I'm about to do with my job.
Facts.
Bro. I ain't got to tell you when I got a new job or if I want to fucking work somewhere else. I don't have to do that. Like, I got traded already. Hey, bro, yeah, I know you saw and all, but I got traded.
okay, what the fuck you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is LeBron supposed to say to him at that? What is that conversation even supposed to be like?
And why do you
I hate you, man.
Why you gotta tell LeBron?
Why you gotta tell LeBron?
You should not tell anybody. Nah, he's definitely fresh. Nothing.
That's his life decision. Like, fuck that. Yeah. I want to go play somewhere else.
Especially knowing him, he's like, LeBron is a team. He doesn't play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, right. Miami. He plays for LeBron. So wherever he, like, he comes and he destroys. Yes, he will get to a championship, but once he leaves,
your whole team shit is in,
has nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, any superstar, when they retire or get traded to a, you know what I'm saying, they leave the team decimated.
Nobody, well, at least, okay, Kobe, he gave y'all 20 years. Yeah, he retired. He didn't just leave for...
Fuck that, I'm out of here.
You know what I mean?
Fuck
that,
I'm out of here.
That's different. Jordan retired.
But I'm saying, all teams get decimated after their main star end up either leaving one way or another. He goes from team to trading.
Yeah, right. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So what you say?
He destroys fiasco.
Definitely fresh.
Oh, I can dig it.
Definitely fresh.
Fresh fiasco number two. Jamie Foxx is to play Mike Tyson in the new Mike Tyson biofilm. Fresh fiasco.
That has to be fresh.
I mean, I think it's pretty fresh. You know what I'm saying?
It has to be fresh. You thinking too long over there. It definitely has
Here
to be
go.
Fresh.
Here come the bullshit. Let me
it's
hear
it. Jamie Foxx.
Who else could do it if not Jamie Foxx?
I'm gonna go fresh.
You, that pains you to say that.
Who you want, Leonardo DiCaprio?
But speaking of Leo,
yeah.
A few weeks ago, we brought up the fact that he was going to play Joker, and we was like, fiasco. But then a few people convinced me that Leo could do no wrong.
Yeah, Leo's the man.
And I can say the same.
Fucking Leo,
he can't be Mike Tyson, though.
No, he can't.
No, Leo can't do Mike Tyson. But Jamie Foxx, I think he can do it. I just need to see... Like Mike Tyson doesn't have a neck. Jamie Foxx has a... Like, I just don't see...
You going by the neck?
No. Not just the neck.
He can't play Mike Tyson. Look at his neck.
Look at his neck.
Look at Mike Tyson's stature. Jamie Foxx isn't built like Mike Tyson.
But
you don't think he's been in the gym, though?
I just need to see it.
But think about the talent behind the acting of Jamie Foxx. Who can portray Mike Tyson better than Jamie Foxx?
Mike, y'all do know Mike Tyson has a movie out, right? The dude, Michael Jai White. He played Mike Tyson.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
He did. He did.
Wasn't that like low budget?
So you think that would be better than Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, that was an HBO special.
That's like Flex Washington playing Michael Jackson. Get the fuck out of here. Like, this is terrible.
That was trash.
What I'm saying to you is,
oh my God, that was trash.
I don't know anybody that can play Mike. And when I first seen it, I seen Jamie Foxx, and I'm just thinking, like, Jamie got some work to do in order to do it. I'm not saying it's impossible.
But the imitation of voice alone is Jamie Foxx.
And plus, Jamie Foxx been doing that impression for years.
Yeah, forever.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Had I would have remembered the fact that he does a great impression of Stephen A. Smith.
Did you see the video that he did?
With Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, when he was, what'd he say his name was? What the fuck? He did a whole makeover with him acting like Stephen A. Smith.
That's what I'm saying. Had that would have crossed my mind, it would have been a no-brainer. But when I seen, I'm just like, damn, Jamie, you got some work to do.
Well, you need to start thinking
physically.
Cleveland A. Smith, some shit like that.
I'm just saying, he got some work to do. I hope he pulls it off.
And then after seeing him do Ray on top, I have no doubt,
man.
That he
Jamie Foxx, that man.
I have no doubt that he would kill playing Mike Tyson. I mean, his body might not look exactly like Mike Tyson's. I mean, it's no way you could just walk into a store and buy a neck like that. If that's what you, I mean, your neck is close if you want to play Mike Tyson, but you can't fucking act. So, shit.
Mike Tyson got a hairline too.
I thought Mike Tyson was bald.
No.
Mike Tyson was bald right now. I had hair in my early years too.
Mike Tyson's like 67 years old. Of course he's bald right now.
Huh? You can't get that back, bro. Well, you said we was like, what, 12 or 13 years old?
12?
Son, I started going bald like 21.
Jesus.
Damn.
It's real.
In the ghetto. Anyway, Fresh Fiasco number three, man. The woman at the center of the Kevin Hart cheating sex tape extortion scandal has stepped forward and hired the same lawyer Blac Chyna did after Rob Kardashian went ham on social media to hold a press conference to express herself, but not ask for no money. Fresh fiasco.
Man, this is a huge fiasco. Her plan, their plan, because obviously there's a pimp with somebody involved in this, did not work. It didn't work. And now this nobody who, in the press conference, she says, I'm an aspiring singer and actress, right? Nobody's never.
You probably got 47 followers combined on all of your social media pages.
Never heard of you. Never. Ever. You're not. All of us could be inspiring actors if we wanted to.
Aspiring.
And, well, yeah, whatever the word is. All of us can be that. She didn't have to say anything. There was no press conference needed. Right. If you weren't behind this, the FBI would have figured it out.
Right. And it's not like she got a movie like that's about to break or come out that was being promoted currently that she can get off. Like, you have nothing going on for yourself in those lines of profession, but you want to throw out there that you're...
Wasn't she supposed to be a stripper or something?
I don't know. I heard it was another girl in the room.
We just don't know who she is.
I heard it was another... I heard it was two girls in a room. And she's claiming she didn't do it, but the other girl did. I don't know, man. These fucking stories be flying all over the place with this shit.
Lisa Bloom, you know, she the one that did Black China, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know she for the money grab.
Facts. Like,
but there's no money to be had. But I told myself, why you get no money? The fuck you want? What are you holding a press conference for after I told myself? Plan busted, bitch. Time to go trick on another sucker.
Yeah, true.
And they stupid. Like, why? Why so much? Ask for a quarter of a mil like a regular human being.
That's why it didn't work, because she asked for too much.
You could have asked for
$30,000. It would have worked if she would have asked for a nice... She could have asked for $1 million and it might have worked.
Probably. It might have worked. But
like 10?
10 million. It just doesn't get out.
Your pussy ain't worth 10 million.
None of that.
That's crazy.
I just dumb.
10 million?
10 million.
No, sir.
You got to give me 10 million. I'm going to tell the world you...
Telling.
Where my phone? Here, Instagram.
Where my phone at?
I would have did the same. Everybody like, why he do it? Man, I would have did the same thing. You're not getting $10 million out of me.
No, not 10 million.
Listen, Instagram, I messed up. I apologize.
It's definitely a fiasco, man. I just don't... It's no reason for a press conference. What are you holding the press conference for? I told her myself.
She's got
if you
would have
had the
out.
Press conference, yeah, right? She's about to be... I don't even think her shit is going straight to DVD. That shit probably still goes straight to VCR.
She ain't no
that shit probably going straight to VCR in 2017.
Terrible,
trash,
man.
Trash-ass shit, man. And next up, Fresher Fiasco. 44th President Barack Obama was the keynote speaker at an event titled Goalkeeper, sponsored by Bill and Melinda Gates. In the speech, Obama threw shade at the GOP, saying that this legislature that we passed still has things that need to be fixed. It wasn't perfect, but it was better. So when I see people trying to undo that hard-won progress for the 50th and 60th times, that will raise costs and reduce coverage is aggravating. And this is being done all without any plain common sense rationale. Fresher Fiasco.
Man, that's fresh, man. It's always dope to hear President Obama speak, and it kind of brings you back to reality of intelligence and integrity, instead of dealing with a guy who keeps saying, I know many, many people.
Listen.
And they do really big things. Like that. Like, those are his favorite words. Many, many people said this is going to be a great thing. Many, many people.
He getting senile anyway, man.
Yeah, I think he's there already.
Because there was like a video out today where he was somewhere with his wife standing right next to him.
I wish she was here.
And then he said, I wish she was here. She wanted to be here.
She was standing right next to him.
Right next to him.
What's up with him giving his wife a handshake when she like introduces him at a podium? Like, he straight
gives
her.
He gave her a handshake?
Yeah, bro.
He gave her a handshake.
Man. Like a firm handshake. Like a fucking Thank you. Thank you.
She's a piece of booty.
She's a trophy
to him. Yeah, that's all it is, man.
I don't think either one of them enjoys
themselves, but it is fresh that, like I said, President Barack Obama.
Anything Barry say is fresh.
Because
doesn't matter what it is.
I don't really think we hear too much from the Bushes or former presidents, really. We don't really hear them.
Nor do we want to.
But what I'm saying is, not saying we want to.
They don't make
but
themselves.
But for Barack to still come out and still talk, it'd be like, you know what I mean? That's because he could just dip.
Yeah.
True.
I'm pretty Michelle sure he, could just
I'm pretty sure Bill Gates paid him a nice check for that speech as well. So it's a good reason to show your face.
Yeah, he get to get paid now.
Yeah,
it's every a good time he talk, he getting paid.
And that was a Bill Gates sponsored event. I'll pop out for that bag.
Of course.
Pop out for that bag.
Let me finish this sticky icky.
Yeah,
God
right.
bless America.
Last Fresher Fiasco. I kind of just made this shit up myself, so it's not even like a real story. Hurricanes, earthquakes, police brutality, terrorism, bickering politicians. Are we in our last days?
Last days.
Fresher Fiasco.
It's scary. I ain't gonna lie to you. Wasn't it like wild? Wasn't it like a fire in California?
That shit happens all the time.
Yeah, but yeah, just to be happening, like, okay, hurricane here, fire here.
No, but you can literally. Yeah, I think the combination of the how strong the hurricanes are with how strong these earthquakes has been, because that shit literally happens in California like every year. True. Around the same time. Okay, like right. It literally happens every single year. Like I think it's spontaneous combustion or some shit like that. So those wildfires always go crazy. But that with the combination of fucking cities getting drowned and earthquakes, I think the death toll in Mexico, last time I checked, was in like the 280s. You know what I'm saying? And then you got these motherfuckers threatening to drop hydrogen bombs and shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the last days, though. I just think people are more aware because of social media.
Facts, yeah.
True. Like before,
probably was
media,
the same shit going on, right?
The same shit. They said it on the news one time, and you didn't give a fuck, turned the channel, and that was it.
That's true, because I don't watch crazy. The news, because
I got to work tomorrow.
If it wasn't for social right? media, I wouldn't know what's going on in
Puerto
Rico.
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything.
What's going on in Houston, because I don't watch the news.
Like before,
I don't read the papers.
We
I
used to get our news at 11 o'clock, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. As far as the last days, I need to see... I don't want to see more of it, but
I mean, the Antichrist is the president. I mean, you know,
and we're going to war. Like I've never seen. Now maybe it's social media, but I've never seen two leaders talk to each other in this manner.
Look at
like
the
this.
Two leaders, though.
I get
you
it.
You know what else I was?
Neither one of them worship.
You know what else I was thinking too? Why when two heads of countries got a problem with each other, hundreds and thousands of people gotta die. Why don't they just fight each other and whoever wins the fight
to the death?
Yeah, like
to
yeah,
the death.
Like, okay, it's a bit extreme, but I was just thinking about a knockout. That's cool too. But why can't they just fight and then whoever wins the fight takes control of whatever the fuck it was? Yeah. That, why the fucking thousands of people gotta die because two motherfuckers don't like each other?
That means you betting on Trump then.
I mean.
But you just said either one is
yeah.
Either
I,
one.
I don't want the
why
other
not
dude
go with
to
your
win.
Guy.
I don't want the other dude to win.
So you got
to
put your money on 45.
But I'm saying though, I'd rather that than thousands of
right.
thousands of motherfuckers dying.
Because imagine,
but then ain't no reason.
Imagine this emperor and this emperor fighting, and he say something I don't like, and I just tell him I'm gonna blow your whole.
Hey, fuck you! You know what? I can bomb your whole shit.
But you
right
got,
now,
and now millions of people are gonna die because me and him had a disagreement.
You don't want no one-on-one fight though. This man did not know his wife was standing right in front of him.
I'm just saying.
You don't want no fight with him?
If it means people won't die, yeah. Get your old ass in the ring, Trump, and you better do your fucking best. Nigga. You better talk this. You better walk the fucking walk. You sure as hell talk that shit.
And that just seems like that's all Republicans are good at is war. Like when they're in office, it's some type of war.
Them niggas just gotta fight. And Kim Ong-jong only like 4'4 anyway.
And he got short man syndrome,
you know
so
what I'm
when
saying?
You short.
He might know. He might have nunchucks though. Fuck that.
I mean, it's a no holds bar still cage match. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I can't. Trump's still losing.
So you rather hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers
son,
go to
you
war?
You better use
and
that
die
height
first?
And weight.
It gonna have to, man. That hairpiece come off.
So you
rat.
Rather hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers go to war and die over Trump and Kim Ong-jung just duking it out one on one?
Because I think if we go to war, we would win.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
if it's one on one, we are going to lose.
People are still gonna die.
Yeah, but I'd rather
one life saved.
That's
is
tough.
A good...
Yeah.
Damn.
Or you know, the winner don't take over. It's just duke it out. Shake hands afterwards.
That's it.
Shake hands afterwards and then go.
What kind of shit is that?
Go your separate ways.
They don't even do that in the street.
All this ego.
They don't even do that in real life in the street. How yeah. they go do that in this?
That's very far-fetched. I don't mean. Motherfucker, I got, because I want something when I win. Yeah, nigga, give me your chain.
Respect. any one of you other United Nations want some of this?
Nah, man.
A bad haircut content.
Man.
Well, that's this week's Fresh Fiasco, man. A poll will be up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You can search hashtag PodBrothers58, right?
Yep, 58.
Yeah. PodBrothers58, man. Vote whether you thought any one of those scenarios was Fresh Fiasco. Yo, fuck we got next?
And what we got next is This Week in Hip Hop. And this week, nothing really major
here
happened. So what I decided to do is grab an event that happened in the week of September. Like I did last week, we talked about Tupac. this week we're going to talk about Nas, who just turned 44 September 4th.
And he better start fucking acting like it and stop taking those childish ass pictures with Nicki Minaj.
For that old
that man's in love.
Fuck that.
So I just want to ask y'all a question. Like, what's y'all favorite Nas moment? It could be an album, it could be a movie, it could be anything.
Oh,
like,
man, my favorite Nas moment? A movie.
Movie? Like Belly? You thought we were going to say Belly?
I mean, if you think sincere that nigga,
we
I'm just
going
saying.
To Africa.
I can't believe it, yo. Africa.
Africa. Wasn't nobody going to say that
nigga,
shit.
I bet he wasn't even fucking there when he said that shit.
No, man, he wasn't going to say that. Wasn't nobody going to say
that
Belly?
He was in Queens like a motherfucker.
Africa.
Anyway, I gotta say my favorite Nas moment when he came back swinging with Ether, man. That's a big Nas moment. He was a lot of motherfuckers counted him out. Yeah, Hov was the big dog. Stepped in from Bleak, pushed Bleak to the side. I got it. Had him against the ropes.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people expected an Ether kind of record from Nas at that moment. And not only that, but that whole Stillmatic album was fucking fire as hell.
I was just about to say that. When Jay-Z had the Blueprint, not only did he drop Takeover, but he dropped Blueprint, which was like
classic.
One of the best albums of
fire.
All time.
Classic.
You sitting there looking at Nas like, the last time we heard you, you did Uchi.
What you gonna do?
The last time we heard Nas, he did Uchi Wally, and that was trash. His verse at least, and you like, man.
No, the whole song.
Uchi Wild is fire. Nas messed it up. Nas, like, I think his last album was Nostradamus.
Wait,
which wasn't
on. Let's go back to Uchi Wally was fire?
Yeah, the Bravehearts version.
Lord.
Uchi Wally is fire. You crazy, man.
I mean, it serves its purpose.
Nope.
It serves its purpose. Where it's supposed to.
Nope.
Yeah, so his last album was Nostradamus, and nobody was really feeling that. Not a lot of people. And we like, how can he come back from this Blueprint, from this Takeover? And he did. You know
he
what
did.
I'm saying?
He definitely did. In a big way. What I don't know is, I'm confused as to when all these social media women became such big Nas fans. It's like they just hopped on some wave, and it's just like, that's who it is now. Because it happened out the blue. Like, when did everybody become such a big Nas fan? He ain't drop an album in how long? He got a couple of DJ Khaled singles.
But you want to know something? I don't pay attention to none of that, because all these social media fans don't equal sales.
Nope.
Because you'll have all these people, oh my God, Nas, that's my baby daddy.
You get 7 million likes on your
page. Then his record, his album drop, and nobody even cops it. It's like, you got that Nas album?
Nah. Somebody said Nas had on his birthday, he had the TLC creep outfit on. That shit had me crying.
What's your favorite Nas moment? Or movie?
Never.
There is no such thing as a favorite Nas movie. That sentence doesn't even fucking exist.
That is definitely a nope right there. Well, everybody know Illmatic was that thing. But when he came out with I Rule the World, when Lon Hill, that's about it.
So, oh man,
that's
everybody
about
know
it.
Illmatic was that thing. But you're right though, it was.
Yes. I ruled the world. I give you that, because you want to know what? I think Illmatic was fire.
Yeah,
but It Was Written was better to me. You want to say that much?
It is that the joint with DMX and
nah.
Which one is that? What's done with the
I Ruled the World. Street Dreams.
Yeah, okay. Black Girl Lost.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's fine.
What's the name of the album with the song with Scarface and the song with DMX?
I Am.
That's I Am. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was alright.
It Was Written to me is like my top three favorite hip hop albums of all times, man. And even though Illmatic is the classic of classics, I think It Was Written was better.
I said, I recognize.
You can go either way.
Illmatic is one of those legendary classic albums of the genre. But it was before my time, so I actually hold Stillmatic above that in regards to like impact, and because I remember like the moment in time and how big that album was in the moment and the situation. So
when you say stuff like that, so you understand why Lonzo Ball, what he said about Nas, right?
I understand, but
even though we know he wrong.
But wait, I understand
but
that, but at the same time,
you gotta understand what he was saying.
But at the same time, back when, if we would say some shit like,
Jay-Z was better than Ice Cube is because we just chose to buy just Jay-Z's albums. We didn't go buy Ice Cube albums. Now you have streaming services where you have access to Jay-Z and Ice Cube albums at the same time.
You have
access to it. You're just choosing not to. But we didn't have access to it because we didn't hear it. So that's not what we wanted to fucking spend our money on.
True.
So imagine
back in the day when Nas and Jay-Z dropped and we was like, yo, they better. Nas better than Coogee Rap. Somebody would have bit our heads off. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you can't like KRS-One. I actually know a guy. KRS-One is his favorite rapper.
I know a couple people that KRS-One is the best rapper.
Yeah,
regardless,
we all know Jay-Z is like the GOAT, but if you argue with a KRS-One fan, KRS-One will diss him right
now. Everybody don't think Jay-Z is the GOAT, man.
That's true.
We don't, but if you put the percentage in, he is.
Well, to me, personally, he is. But I know a lot of people that don't like Jay-Z.
Okay, put it like this: there's more people that like him than that don't.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. So the percentage wins. He's the GOAT because more people agree that he is.
It's your boy.
My favorite Nas moment is when him and Jay-Z got on stage. That was like the biggest moment for me.
When they became cool.
Yeah, when Nas walked in on stage in the concert.
You thought that was the biggest moment?
That was my favorite moment. That moment.
Nas walking out with Jay-Z is the biggest Nas moment for you?
Why wouldn't it be though?
That's kind of weird, man.
Why is that weird?
I guess because he's just walking on a stage.
But performing with him, to me, like that's one of the biggest moments in hip hop. To me, that's one of the biggest moments in hip hop.
Basically, man, they say that shit is whack. What you just said,
it's not
whack, but it's just kind of, I don't know. It's an unpopular
moment.
Opinion. Yeah,
really.
Like
you're bridging it off somebody
else. Yeah,
not
like
personally.
Nah, yeah,
facts.
Yeah, you talk about Jay-Z and Nas. You talk about their beef. What's your biggest?
Well,
building in the background.
Even if he was on stage with somebody else, he was still there. And I looked at it as this was like, for me in my era, it was dope to see them on stage and, you know, for them to piece it up like
but
that.
I thought he had bigger moments than that though.
Of course you did. You think Stillmatic's higher than Illmatic. I let you have that. I could have said
you let it slide, but I let you have it. As soon as I say something,
you're gonna roast me.
Definitely
give a fuck.
Okay,
that's how I feel. But at the same time, as I'm not happy about somebody just glancing out on stage. Niggas came out on stage. Hey everybody.
Okay.
Slim Shady's here.
Nas coming out on stage with Jay-Z versus you saying Stillmatic over Illmatic.
All I'm saying is it resonates better with me. I didn't say it was a better album. It resonates with me more than Illmatic does because I passed that time past.
Yeah, I guess with his.
At least
his has something to do with music.
They performed the song. They performed.
They
talked
about
together.
The performance.
Well, you didn't let me finish. As soon as I said,
you stopped
me
walking around for confirmation. Like where's the applause? Like no, it's not one fucking coming.
Well, he walked out.
That's my moment.
Like come on,
that's my moment. God damn it.
Okay.
When Nas walked out on stage with Jay-Z and they performed Dead Presidents and all of that.
What has Nas done that you were embarrassed for him for?
Belly. No, well, hold on. Let me rephrase that. His acting performance in Belly.
Not you like Belly.
Belly's cool.
I like Belly.
Belly's a cult classic.
Africa.
Hood classic.
Africa.
But after Africa? Nah.
Mm-mm. Can't believe it.
You go, because I got to think about it.
The current picture that he took with Nicki Minaj.
I was thinking something current.
Y'all going current stuff? Because it looked like he was... It looked like the same picture with Meek just replaced with Nas, yo. That's what bothered me the most. It looked like a Nicki Minaj picture with Meek replaced with Nas. The money hanging out, the Gucci outfit.
Yeah, I guess to be honest, people think of Nas as a legendary
figure. Like
an
OG.
OGs don't take pictures like that.
Yeah, it was like mad young. And then
OGs don't take pictures
at all. Like you battle with Hov, right? Hov don't never take pictures.
Nope,
nothing.
Unless it's with his wife.
And he sure as hell ain't taking pictures with no money. This nigga is leaning on a Rolls Royce like he just got a deal.
This how OGs move, right? Before he got married to Beyonce, did Jay-Z take any pictures with any females?
No.
No.
Why?
image.
Because like OGs don't do shit like that.
Yeah, he 44 taking pictures holding money. Yeah, I guess I can say that. Like taking pictures with money in your hand with Nicki Minaj in the car. We don't even know if y'all dating.
Hov just told you niggas about the money phone. And his old ass gonna go right and do some shit similar.
Where you get that Benz from, though? I want that, though.
Either Nicki bought it or he bought it himself for his birthday.
Now, I don't even think Nicki got more money than him?
Yeah, no. He has more money than him.
Nah.
I was told a few years ago, Nas is making investments to put him in a billionaire bracket. Yeah. Then that talk faded away. Have you heard Bevel Blade lately? I don't know what he's doing anymore. I think
Bevel died.
What's your wild rabbit? Right?
At one time, he was moving towards that billionaire status, but when it's all stocks and all of that nature, that can go away quick. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, you don't know how much money.
Yeah, you don't know how much money these people
got. Let me know what y'all think out there in podcast land, man. Do you think Nicki got more money than Nas?
One more thing about Nicki Minaj, man. She said she's about to drop an epic album. Man, is that because Nas is now writing the lyrics?
Of course.
I would have rathered her drop the album with no man in her life.
Nah, it goes hand in hand.
Because the last time she dropped, Safari was there. Now, as soon as you hook up with Nas, I'm about to drop an epic album.
You know what? Why can't...
A political album, too. Like, she said it was going to be more political.
Right up Nas Alley. Like, that's all I'm saying. She should have dropped the album with no man there.
I wasn't going to listen to it any fucking way.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Okay. You said you wasn't going
to? I wasn't going
to. Oh, you wasn't. I thought you said you was.
No. That's why you looked at me like that.
I think we all heard
one. No, my fault.
Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with listening to it.
It's not for me.
It's just... It's really not for us, though.
Facts. Okay.
Right. You would like truffle butter. That's another story. That's another.
But shout out to Nas, though, man. Shout out to Nas. He's definitely an OG. I just don't like when OGs don't act like OGs.
That's not an OG thing. Like,
and while we on the topic of music, we can get right into our dope and nope, actually, man.
Nope.
Like I said, it comes from Mr. Spot. And the name of the track is called Pun Intended. Yeah. To vote for this track, use hashtag pop.
You got gold teeth.
58. Huh?
Yeah. Missed the spot.
I don't know.
You got gold teeth.
I might as well go to the bathroom or something.
And we'll be right back.
Is it right? Is it wrong? One for the culture, two for wet chocha, three for mediocres, not smelling the Folgers. Bold cause I really rap, that's the punchline. I'm just a witty cat, clutch at crunch time. It's no panic, the flow organic. You heard it before, United Flow programming. Damn it, my style is coming back. Like them retros, expose these younger cats. Biting the dress code, holding nothing, no, but yet younger, nothing to do with so clueless. These rappers is acting like they spill fluid. When that boy more cool than a pimp cooking gayo. The halo over they head, the bread and potato. The marinated filet, make no. The big bone, bad bitches throwing they hip bone. I'm on that, I taste the teeth of this lip long. The song sounded like a lame diva, you bit wrong. Come on, nigga. Switching up deliveries, these niggas be profiting big bucks and literally be rocking the same style they spit on their last hit. Raping the rap game, creating little bastards. And now the masses gravitate to whack shit. A whole demographic saturated in trash. Kinda pathetic, you let it and I let it. We let it begin to be energy is kinetic. Fly rhetoric predicate based upon a delicate matter. We flatter the unworthy for the hell of it. Derelicts, daily state, caught up in the melee. No hate when they say they rap, they just
was Mr. Spot. The name of that track was called Pun Intended. To vote for that track, use hashtag PodBrothers58. But the fellas here is going to tell y'all what they thought about the record right now. Fresco, what you thought of that record?
Honestly, Mr. Spot. I mopped the Mr. Spot. Hey, Mr. Nah. I was only able to hear the first like 15 seconds about it because in the background the conversation about Carmelo ensued and I really couldn't hear shit. So I gotta give it another listen when I'm able to get a clear listen. Excuse me. But I can't vote for it. I wasn't able to give it a clear listen due to the basketball conversation that had happened. So yeah. I'll let you know later.
Well, I'm gonna give it a nope.
He was staring at me like that, waiting for me to finish.
I'm gonna give it a nope. Only reason it wasn't whack though. The only reason I'm giving it a nope because it wasn't really original.
Wasn't original.
No, what did it sound like? I heard that song. Like I heard the rhyming patterns, the beats. Like I'm real picky when it comes to stuff like that. So it's gonna be a nope just because of that. Like you gotta be original if you're trying to get signed or you're trying to make it big or something like that. If you're going to sound like everybody else, I'd rather listen to the person that you're trying to sound like.
Okay. Okay. I can dig that.
Okay. Well,
what you think?
Let's hear what y'all got to say about it. Use hashtag PodBrothers58. Now, let's get into the main event. What you got?
Which one of these individuals has had the worst 2017 to date? Right, and I think to be fair to the people, we have to break down the scenario behind each name of the men on this list and why they could possibly be, why they are in the runnings for having the worst 2017. It's September, October damn near. This year's almost the end. Unless somebody comes out the blue and does some really, really dumb shit, I think these are the leading candidates for the category. Handing out Emmys and shit. Who's had the worst 2017? Is it A, Kevin Hart, B, Rob Kardashian, C, R. Kelly, or D, Usher? Now, for those who don't know what these gentlemen have done, Usher has been allegedly handing out herpes to big women. Didn't have to specify whether it was a big woman or not. That was a bit much. To women, Usher's perfectly allegedly walking around with the herp. Rob Kardashian has just been sucker of the year with the way he's going about his entire relationship with Blac Chyna. He really didn't see that she was only after him because she was her baby dad's new girlfriend's brother. Like I can't fucking believe that. He really thought that was love. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. He got hurt. R. Kelly, listen, man, I don't know what the fuck to say about R. Kelly no more. A sex slave camp? You got a woman there teaching the other woman how to have sex with him? The one girl was on The View describing the whole shit. It's crazy shit, man. I don't even know where to begin with that. And last but not least, Kevin Hart. Sex tape drop. Was it a whole extortion scandal? Thingamajigger. So it's all crazy. All these motherfuckers is fucked up shit. So who are these gentlemen in these situations is having the worst 2017?
You want me to go first?
Man, the floor is yours.
I'll run. You know what? I'm gonna just say I think personally Usher has had the worst 2017. For the simple fact is a man is claiming that Usher gave him herpes. A man.
That
surprises
reason?
You?
That's the only reason?
Though? No, I'm still going.
Okay.
A man. Usher hasn't come out and denied it. He hasn't said anything. He said the big girl didn't do it, but he never said, never gave it to the man. And he refuses to take this test. Number two, allegedly, Usher paid $1 million to keep it on a hush, and it still got out. So allegedly, he paid millions, $1 million, whenever he paid it a few years ago, for this never to surface. It still surfaced. And, like I said, he's giving men herpes. Now, I don't have a gaydar test. You would have to tell me that you're gay. Some people can look at people and be like, I knew you was gay. I don't have that. So for Usher...
Fucking get it.
Huh?
You better get it.
Listen. So for Usher to be sleeping with men, some people could say, I knew Usher was like that. Me, I didn't. News to me. Who am I to judge? Nobody. But I gotta definitely give it to Usher as that person, because now R. Kelly, I can't say R. Kelly, because he had this sex scandal years ago and people still played his music. I have yet to see Usher make new music and people actually vibe to it comfortably.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Brown heard... is pretty dope still.
Huh? Chris Brown?
The song he got with Chris Brown is pretty dope still.
Is it new?
I didn't hear that.
Like, have we heard a new song since the allegation? R. Kelly has put out hits.
I mean, I was listening to My Way earlier.
New
My Way was that thing.
Yes, it was.
New music. But new music. R. Kelly overcame. Like, this sex cat he got, R. Kelly doesn't care. It doesn't affect him not one bit.
I agree.
You understand? We talk about it, but as far as Usher go, I don't know, man. Like, I want to see what it looks like after he drops new music. Are we still going to use him to spice up the bedroom, knowing that he is who he really is? I know people who don't listen to Frank Ocean after he came out. You understand what I'm saying? That's where I'm going. So
I actually intentionally brought his album because he came out.
But we know some people who stopped listening to Frank Ocean.
I liked him before he came out.
I didn't pay attention to him before.
I like Frank Ocean.
Yeah. So I think Usher, he came out, he's now a bisexual man. He has a disease.
What you say, he came out as a bisexual man?
He ain't do all that.
Men and women. Who said that? He ain't the... But that's what I'm saying. That's what he's looking like.
You say because he didn't deny it.
Nah, man. Okay, but when the big girl says you did it, he says, no, I didn't. Maybe why is he not...
Maybe... I mean, I'm pretty sure...
That's because
I'm pretty sure he's getting illegal advice not to address any of those scenarios that pop up. Because that seems to be the biggest all one right. taking all the attention.
I would have said something about the man.
Biggest one, yeah.
Just a fuck. Yeah.
Biggest one.
Bing!
Missed the spot. I'm gonna pick Rob Kardashian. I'm gonna pick fucking Rob Kardashian for just being the ultimate sucker from the beginning and not seeing the jukes when the jukes was in his face, man. Like, you got robbed unblindfolded, man. You're like, come on, man. Like, you really cannot see that this woman was only fucking with you because her baby dad left her for your sister. And she recognizes that the Kardashian last name is a brand that pushes shit forward, and she latched on to your fat ass because you were so lonely and long for companionship. You actually thought she loved you, gave you a baby and everything, named the dream pretty little baby. But then you did the whole video, she moved out the crib, you talk about the picture drop, my man, and your robe on in your bed. Like, come on, bro.
That's a shame.
Like, nah, man, you fucking lost. Ain't anybody heard from Rob since. Is he alive?
He on suicide watch.
Yeah, from him?
Yeah, he get $20,000.
Rob, he is the biggest loser in 2017.
Hold on, you gotta think.
Holy shit.
That $20,000 though, he might not even be paying it. His mom might be paying it.
I was just thinking that. But no, it's not his money.
But you're still getting duped because you thought you were in love. You're getting duped. This woman purposely got her clutches on you for this specific reason. There's nothing she's done in this situation that makes her look like the loser. She did what exactly everyone thought she would do, except for him. She got all the way over, bro. Rob Kardashian fucking lost. He got the only thing he got out of this was a beautiful baby girl that he now probably has fucking visitation rights for. Like,
one question.
Fuck, yo.
But is it different if it's not your money? He didn't make none of that money.
Yeah, like,
the sister's got to pay that.
He's not paying.
But that's still outcome going towards something you got played over. That's not what you got into this for. You still have to pay her.
It ain't my money.
You think he wants to pay her?
He ain't paying.
He probably don't care though.
But I'm saying, he probably don't care. But it probably stings him because he really thought he was in love, dog. Like, he really thought that was some shit.
That might sting him, but she's an idiot for that.
And then you still have to pay her after she bails on you. Had an interview with a fucking lawyer on Good Morning America. All abusing. All you did. Well, you shouldn't have did it. But you took those videos walking around the house on Snapchat, sad as fuck.
That was
because she flew the coop on you.
That was whack. That was super whack.
And then she got over you on that too. Like, you thought you had the upper hand on that, and she flipped that one on you too.
And didn't he leak like naked pictures of her?
Yeah,
that was corny.
Man, Rob gotta get the fuck out of
real
here, bro. Biggest loser
real
2017.
Don't do that.
Biggest loser in 2017, Rob Kardashian. Kevin Hart, he cheated. Alright, who the fuck has
big whoopty fucking dude?
You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm disregarding how the situation might be, man. But it's the same old fucking story. Like, it's nothing new about that. The only thing different about it was that he put it out there himself on his own.
They just couldn't wait to bury a happy man. That's
right,
all
exactly. And this is the first blooper of Kevin Hart's professional career. Like, you've never seen him in a scandal or anything negative in his light. Like,
oh, no. When his first marriage, he cheated.
No, but he cheated he's not.
That was before the fame.
That was
before
he's Kevin Hart now. Like,
but it's with his current wife, though.
Yeah, but that's for women. Do we care?
No.
That's what I'm saying. We don't care. Like, the women are like, oh, you cheated on your wife. We don't care.
No, we don't care.
Don't give a shit. I really don't. I mean, it's fucked up. It's some scumbag shit.
Okay,
but
ask me.
Like, it's the same story.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, but let's keep it a buck. Him and his wife, okay, he might have cheated or whatever he did. I'm not overlooking that.
Mm-hmm. But we know. Rob Kardashian, man.
Yeah, but when you and your wife are separated, you're not divorced, like, are you allowed to date? Is that, like, because that seems to be the issue. They weren't together, but they were still married type of thing.
I think it depends on how long you've been separated.
But if it's over, it's over.
I think it depends.
You got to wait for the papers?
No, right. No, I know it's over, but if it's like 2 weeks, like, you can't be messing with other chicks in 2 weeks.
I mean, but if it's over,
if
it's over, right?
It's over.
2 weeks.
I don't care. You don't got no mic cord. Damn, we can't.
I know. My bad, people. What's up, good people? All I'm saying is, it's a separation. So in that process, you're separated. You're not divorced. So in a woman's mindset.
Yeah, she's not done with the relationship.
And that's what I'm saying. In a woman's mind, in our mind, that wasn't a deal to us. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that's where women look bad at. That's where they look at it like, oh, that's fucked up.
I know,
man.
But that's all I said was, to us men sitting here, did we care? Nope. But to the women, this is get back. But you can go. Who had the worst year so far?
Gotta be Usher.
Thank you.
Whee!
Hold on. Let me get a reason though. This nigga got herpes. You can't give that back.
Yeah.
No, but they said he didn't have herpes.
Hold on,
he said he didn't
hold
give
on,
the girl
hold
herpes.
On. Herpes.
That's what. But they said he didn't give the girl herpes.
He didn't have sex with her.
Her.
They didn't give it to her.
If he got herpes,
they didn't have sex.
He is the biggest loser ever. Herpes.
You don't get rid of that. People that listen to this might have herpes, man.
Herpes. Well, God bless them. But still herpes. Herpes. Herpes.
I mean, that's a pretty big fucking L, right?
But herpes.
I don't know if he has it or not. It's alleged. They never said Usher has herpes.
He won't take the test.
If he do.
He won't take it.
If he does have herpes, herpes.
But the girl, the big girl who's accusing him don't even have herpes.
What he said is Black China payments gonna stop. They herpes not.
Herpes
goes
away.
But that's what I'm saying.
What I'm
the
saying
girl who's accusing him, the big girl, doesn't have herpes.
They didn't have
give
sex.
Her herpes.
But
that's what he's saying. They
right,
didn't have
he's
sex.
Saying but
she's
saying they did.
She said they didn't have
sex. How can you have sex and not have herpes?
I don't know.
How can I give you herpes when I have sex? What
I don't
the fuck?
Know.
What was her story? Her story was her and Usher, they had sex? I thought
yeah.
She said they didn't.
What the fuck? What would
her
herpes?
Her story was fishy, though. I forgot what her story was, but it wasn't just, they got together.
And plus, she had, like, she tried to pull this with somebody before or something like that. Like, this isn't the first time.
I gotta look in that, bro. I could have sworn they said that they didn't have sex.
But regardless,
I'm a goofy.
Herpes.
But I'm just saying.
Herpes,
I'm saying the way she said it is that they had sex, but she didn't give him herpes. He just didn't disclose that he didn't have it, but they had sex and she didn't get it.
To me, it's the process of elimination. Like with R. Kelly, everybody knew he was a pedophile anyway.
It don't affect him none.
So it don't affect him none. Rob Kardashian.
When you say teenage, how old do you mean?
He actually had that interview.
How old do you mean? He looked in the camera and said it.
When you say teenage, how old do you mean?
When you talk about Rob Kardashian, to me, it's still baby mama shit, but is it a bigger scale just because they have more money? You know people in Rob Kardashian's situation.
Nah, it's just not. I don't look at it just like that.
I don't
personally know
anybody with her.
I look at it from Black China's perspective, as she's looking and she's like, okay, he went there. All right, so she played chess with them niggas. And he
okay,
just
you
was
think of it
oblivious.
Like, yeah, I see what
you
mean.
You know what I'm saying?
For him, it's an ego thing. He really got shitted on because of Black China.
Yes.
Usher got
herpes. He got
herpes,
completely
son.
Shitted on. Yeah, well.
Yeah, it says Usher admitted to having herpes in 2012.
Herpes.
Yeah, it says it's documented that he had it for a long time.
Plural.
I was looking for
herpes.
Yeah.
Like when he move, herpes going with him.
So we yeah, damn,
it is going with
so
him.
We forever both, and ever.
We both select Usher, and you got Rob Kardashian.
I got Rob Kardashian.
So basically,
Kevin Hart. I don't even know Kevin Hart.
I was just about to say Kevin Hart. Well, that's the thing. Everybody made a big deal about Kevin Hart this week, as if I just think they
dropped 117K on a baby shower. He good.
Yeah, but he that baby shower was planned before all this happened, though.
Still, I'm pretty sure he did a few things extra after. All
probably,
the
I'm pretty sure.
Probably got a diamond lion made of ice.
I'm pretty sure.
Salute to that family for making it work.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Kobe's
with that,
the OG
man.
Though. What he dropped? Four mil on the ring.
Four
bling
mil.
Bling, Wody. Every time I come around your city, bitch.
You redid your bling bling.
You redid your bling bling, Wody.
Yeah, man.
So we're gonna have to pull up for that one. Who you thought had the worst 2017? I think it's fucking right.
Herpes.
Herpes is a big L. Herpes is a big L. But bitch is still gonna fuck with Usher, even though they know he got
it. Herpes?
That's the sad.
They still gonna fuck him, even though
Hold
they know
on,
he got
so
it.
With herpes,
bro, would you be surprised? Like really?
Like with like you could catch herpes even if you put a condom on,
bro.
Like,
would you
like,
be
herpes
su-
is crazy.
Would you be surprised?
That's also why I said I can't wait to see what he does next. Like he hasn't done anything.
He don't need like, to do nothing.
Because he having sex still. That's why.
For real though. What I'm saying though is a tour. Like I just want to see a tour with women screaming for him. I want to see an album. That's why I think he has the worst.
I still think that's
it's going to happen,
Usher.
But I
they'll scream for him.
They'll scream for him.
But if they scream for him
when they feel that herpes.
Pull up on your block, tell your man or something.
Herpes.
Alright, man. It's time for me to bury you, motherfucker, right here, right now. It's a 2-for-1 special because I dug a hole for earlier.
The movie.
I shouldn't even want to go see it based on the name. It. You can't come up with nothing better than that. Anyway, dig a hole and bury your motherfucking self. Now, we talk sports a lot. Loyalty, this, you know. This guy's supposed to be on this team forever. This guy's supposed to do that. You know, yada, yada, yada. Last summer. Was it the summer before last or last summer? Kevin Durant decided to go to...
Last summer,
Kevin Durant shook up the NBA a little bit. Decided to go play for Golden State after losing to Golden State 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals just like 2 weeks before that. Just like 2 weeks, literally. So, he went to Golden State. They won the title and he became the finals MVP, which is fucking great. Congratulations to Kevin Durant for that. But ever since Kevin Durant has gone to Golden State, he's been extremely cocky, if anybody notices. He hasn't taken kind to how the world has accepted his move to Golden State. When he went back to OKC, there were cupcakes all over the arena because they called him soft. Cupcake. And as Stephen A. Smith says all the time, the weakest move by a superstar that he's ever seen. Which is arguably very, very true. But what Kevin Durant has done is recently really just blows me away. After he left OKC and accomplished what he set out to accomplish, which is winning the championship and becoming the finals MVP. Kevin Durant has multiple Twitter accounts, and from which a fan asked him a question and said, "Hey man, besides winning the championship, give me one good other reason that you left OKC." And Durant thought he was tweeting from his secret page, but he was actually tweeting from his verified Kevin Durant Twitter profile. And he said, speaking in third person, Kevin Durant didn't want to play for Coach Billy Donovan. He thought that there were only him and Russ on the team. If you take away him, if you take away Russ, what left does he have? Things of that nature. First of all, that's some bitch ass nigga shit. Like straight up, like why would you tweet from a secret page, get caught up and use your regular page and refer to yourself in third person as if that's not you sitting there fucking typing this shit? Why can't... Yo, it would have been just so much more G if you would have just said it straight up. But now we know the real reason why he actually left Oklahoma. We know it now. It wasn't just for the pursuit of happiness on some Will Smith shit.
This is true.
It wasn't just to capture that ever elusive ring. He had problems in OKC that he didn't want to talk about. And I'm pretty sure it goes deeper than that. I'm pretty sure he wanted to say a few things about Russ. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure Russ was a part of a lot of his frustrations with the way the offense was being ran. But my problem is that you can't try to put on this villain identity and then tweet from a fucking secret account like you're not using the computer yourself. If that isn't the most millennial move a motherfucker can make in 2017 by using social media, I don't know what the fuck is. Yeah, let me start this secret account so motherfuckers won't know that it's me talking shit to them. That's what trolling is. You get it all the time on Instagram and Facebook. You go to those popular posts with situations and the whole fucking world is commenting on them, and you just got those group of people that's just saying all the ignorant shit. Nigger, 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 fuck you all. That's Kevin Durant. That's Kevin Durant. That's what he did. And for that, if not owning up, well, he came out the next day and said it was idiotic, he shouldn't have did it, but fuck that, you already did it, so we already knew the shit was stupid and idiotic and childish. You should have had that conversation with Billy Donovan himself. Maybe you should have had that, if you would have had that conversation with them first, and you would have told Russ what it was, even though you didn't have to, because like we just said earlier, Kyrie didn't have to tell LeBron, so Kevin Durant didn't really have to tell Russ they was leaving. But now, at this point, that you're still talking trash about the organization, I feel like a conversation needs to be had. So, Kevin Durant, brother, you slinky, Slim Jim looking motherfucker. You got to dig a hole and bury your goddamn self.
And there it is. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars, if you will.
Cheers.
I want to give a shout out to the entire Podcast Brothers Network. First and foremost, the Podcast Brothers.
Yeah.
The Town Podcast.
The Town.
Not Safe for Work Podcast.
Not Safe for Work. Talking Greasy Podcast.
Talking Greasy.
Mama Yoga Podcast.
The Mind, Body, and Energy Show.
700 Block Podcast.
Facts.
Woo!
Well, real, I mean, how was your podcast debut? How did you enjoy it?
Of course I did. Okay. This was cool, man. I listen to you guys every week, basically.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that, man. You can become a recurring guest anytime you want to come through, man, and just kick it with us. No problemo. Even if you got something on that you want to let us know about, that you want to let people know about, you come right on through, man. We can
cool,
set that
no
up,
problem. I got y'all.
And you might be having a podcast. You might have a podcast.
Maybe. It's in the works.
You look like you like the barbecue a lot.
Yes.
You got that barbecue look.
Because I'm fat?
No, because I can't see how fat you are. You got that big ass hoodie on. You ever see that commercial where that dude be like, smoke the fire? Remind me of him. Bake the fire. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. I hate that fucking commercial, man.
I might grill out tomorrow just because you said that shit.
Man, coming through.
Yo, man, this was episode 58, man. We are the Podcast Brothers, man.
Yeah. Holla at you guys.
Peace out.
Crackling fires and silent nights, fir trees decorated with sparkling lights, stockings hung by the chimney in a row, and a Lexus in your driveway with a giant red bow. These are the signs of the holiday season, and the Lexus December to Remember sales event is the perfect reason to get an ES or LS that's been carefully crafted and incredible offers that feel truly enchanted. But hurry, these offers end January 2nd. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.